Ivy League professor Glenn Lurie, BLM. Media have buckets of blood on hands for law enforcement delegitimization. By Joshua Klein on January 21, 2022. Glenn Lurie, a Brown University economics professor and host of the video blog The Glenn Show, TGS, lamented the current state of crime nationwide while accusing Black Lives Matter members of having buckets of blood on their hands for their role in soaring crime and homicide rates. In a discussion with guest Heather MacDonald, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute and among the nation's foremost statisticians of crime, Professor Glenn Lurie reserved harsh words for BLM activists and supporting media for wreaking havoc and endangering Black lives. Lurie, an economic theorist and expert on social capital, blasted the delegitimization of law enforcement in areas that need it most. The successful delegitimization of law enforcement in the places where poor Black people are being victimized daily has cost thousands of lives and has been a monumental political crime, he said. That's the argument we're making this week at TGS. He then reiterated the approach has resulted in thousands of deaths. The attack on cops and on policing, the delegitimation of the agents of the state charged with the unenviable responsibility of maintaining order in our metropolises, has cost thousands of lives, he said. Lurie blamed Black Lives Matter activists as well as their media enablers for the buckets of blood spilled as a result. The people who have undertaken and fomented this attack, from the Black Lives Matter activists to their handmaidens in editorial rooms all over this country, have buckets of blood on their hands, he said. They hide behind the consensus endorsed by everybody from the Human Resource Department assistant or vice president at a Fortune 500 company to a university president, he added. He also blasted the ideological cover given to disempowering law and order, which has resulted in scores of fatal casualties. We've given ideological cover to this crime. The delegitimation of the maintenance of order in places where Black people live has cost thousands of lives, and it's a political crime. Lurie's remarks come as crime has surged nationwide after progressives campaigned endlessly against police, leading to eroded confidence in law enforcement, sunken police morale, and an officer exodus. Last month it was revealed that BLM activists gave a talk to over 150 people, telling students that crime is made up and Black people are enslaved when they are sent to jail, among other things. In June, in the wake of the previous summer's Black Lives Matter riots and a continuing crime wave across America's big cities, nearly half of voters expressed their belief that anti-police protests hurt public safety. In May, Breitbart News reported that since the death of George Floyd, Hollywood has devoted significant airtime to promoting far-left racial ideologies, with one report finding that 127 TV episodes have pushed Black Lives Matter, the Defund the Police movement, and the belief that America is systemically racist during that period. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.